This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, the 23rd of May is upon us. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Hopefully sunshine in your life today. We have an executive summary of what's happening prepared for you and only you, exclusively, here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Am I the executive? I guess I am in a manner of speaking. I've done lots of market research and I've come up with the following items of interest, sort of in the quickie department. There are a lot of things that affect us that going on in Washington. There was a decision made yesterday by the Department of Homeland Security to send back 6,000 asylum seekers, turn them around and send them back to Mexico. They were seeking asylum here in our country, but DHS says, see you later, alligator. The U.S. began sending back these people at San Diego's San Ysidro Cross. That's how you, is it Ysidro? How do you pronounce that?
Ysidro.
I was right. See? Mm-hmm. Policy doesn't apply to those seeking asylum from Mexico or children who are traveling alone. So if you're from Mexico, you get a better chance now of getting in here than if you're from Guatemala, let's say, El Salvador. It sounds like that's what's going on. Is that how everybody else reads it? That if you are trying to get in here, they have to wait in Mexico now for 45 days. How'd they decide other than, how do they prove where these people are from? I guess would be my question. The idea. There's a backlog.
That's part of it, I think, is the vetting. And so that's why it matters if they wait in Mexico, or if they are able to change the laws and they wait in their home country while they're being approved for asylum, because otherwise you're handed a court date, you return, you're supposed to return, and like I think not even half of them ever do if their current system continues.
Mm-hmm. All right, and with that, in McAllen, Texas specifically, they have halted all processing because of illness there. They've just said, we're not taking anybody. This is probably one of the busiest processing centers, too. Those of you listening in that area, you know that. A spokesperson says a large number of migrants have flu-like symptoms at the processing center. So apparently, this started a day after a 16-year-old died after being diagnosed with the flu. Transferred to a smaller facility, and he died there. I didn't know that you could die from the flu. Anybody knew?
People used to die from the flu.
People still die from the flu. Hundreds of people every year die from the flu.
Well, it's complications of flu. It's pneumonia. It becomes pneumonia. But the flu itself.
Young people and old people especially.
No, people do die from the flu all the time. Yeah.
All right. One other item concerning the old Presidente. You got to figure this is going to start. The president told a rally in Pennsylvania that Joe Biden was a deserter. And then he clarified that by suggesting that he left. He was originally born in Pennsylvania, lived there for, 10 years or so, and then he moved to Delaware. So if that's the best you can do, Donald, I'd suggest there was a problem there, because I'm not sure too many people are going to be too worried about stuff like that. Having said that, let me turn the attention of all of our ears and our brain to Jennifer, who has some serious bidding to do. All right, Jen, what's cooking?
Well, it was a juicy day in Washington, D.C., that's for sure, yesterday. World War III continues, I think, between the Trump administration and the Democrats in Congress. So just to set the stage, just think back a few days to when Jerry Nadler, who sits on the Judiciary Committee, had subpoenaed the White House counsel, Don McGahn, former White House counsel, Don McGahn. to come and testify again. So he issues that subpoena. President Trump says, look, this guy talked to Robert Mueller for 30 hours. We're not going to let him come back and talk to you again. Why are we relitigating the investigation when his testimony is all available in the Mueller report? So he asserted his executive privilege to block Don McGahn from coming to testify. Well, Nadler held the hearing anyway on Tuesday with an empty seat for Don McGahn, and that outraged a lot of Democrats, especially in the House of Representatives, who have been pushing for impeachment anyway. And so Nancy Pelosi, who's the Speaker of the House, on Wednesday morning, so yesterday morning, held this emergency meeting where her entire Democratic caucus was able to talk about whether or not they should pursue impeachment on the president. She doesn't want to. A lot of the leadership doesn't want to, because they know that most people don't support impeachment, but about half of her caucus wants to, and they're being loud and vocal about it. So she has this meeting. She has all of the heads of the committee give updates on the investigations and such into President Trump. Well, when she comes out of that meeting, the reporters are desperate to try to figure out whether or not she's going to start pursuing impeachment. Instead of saying that she is going to do anything with impeachment, she says the president is engaged in a cover-up. She didn't say a cover-up of what, she just said a cover-up. All right, well, her next stop was supposed to be a meeting about infrastructure. Remember where there was some agreement between Democrats and Republicans, and Trump had said he would move forward on this $2 trillion package on infrastructure. So she picks up Chuck Schumer. The two of them head over to the White House. They are in the room. President Trump apparently hears the comments that she had made to reporters about being in a cover-up. He walks into the room and he says, look, I want to do infrastructure more than you want to do infrastructure. Infrastructure is what I do, but I can't do it with all of these investigations, and we can't do it in this climate. And so I guess Nancy Pelosi starts to speak. He turns on his heels, slams the door, walks out of the room, walks straight to the Rose Garden, where he delivers a scathing press conference about Nancy Pelosi and the cover-up, and he goes through all of the information that he's turned over to the Democrats, all of the information he's turned over to Robert Mueller, and he says, look, all of these investigations are going on. That's fine. When they're done with the investigations, then we can actually work on something that's meaningful to the American people, like infrastructure, and try to find some common ground. Until then, I'm pretty much done. So he answers a few questions. Then, of course, Chuck and Nancy get their turn at a podium that they find outside of the White House, and basically Nancy Pelosi says, I'm going to pray for our president. And it was a day of lots of
crazy things.
Yeah, yay, she's going to pray for him.
A lot of people
infrastructure's off. Yeah,
this whole
thing infrastructure's off for now.
It's so stupid, and I'm done with it. But I also just, I don't know, as president, how can you be done? I guess I'm curious.
Because he's the president.
Yeah. I know, but as an American person,
because
I would like them all to not be done.
From my perspective, Congress has been done since they got elected. All they've been doing is resisting and obstructing them. They haven't
done for
anything.
Decades.
Yeah, actually, that's true. And so what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to walk in and deal with infrastructure when people are saying you're treasonous, they're going to impeach you, and you're involved in a cover-up, and you feel like you're not? You feel like you're innocent? And so what are you supposed to do? If I said, God, I think Kara is a jerk. I think that she's horrible at her job. And she should be fired. And then all of a sudden we have to come in and work together
every day. Prove people wrong and do something constructive.
Well, I think Democrats should prove it right. I mean, I've been hearing for 2 years that they have evidence of obstruction and collusion. And we've seen none of it. None of it. And
I think Trump had a chance to rise above that and come out with
but
something positive.
That's not
positive.
His style.
I know. It's not his style. That's why I would never vote for him. But he had a chance to do something.
But he didn't.
Yeah,
they
I'm just so tired of sitting
thing.
Here having an argument about, you know, whose style is who and who's saying this. I just want someone to rise above. Like, I didn't vote for
these people
to be in office so they could sit there and argue. I want someone to do something.
They aren't capable
of
it.
Well, then what can we do as citizens to make them?
I think we need to have a revolution.
Because
we keep talking about this.
What does that mean?
It means that you revolt against
get
the
on horseback
are,
and ride down
that is an idea.
And,
and get attention for a day or two.
But these people just got voted in. So,
yeah. But you can vote him out. But the great thing about the House is you can vote him out next year, just like you could vote out Trump if you wanted to. The problem is that you will vote out Trump, but you probably won't vote out the Democrat person. And I'll probably vote out my Democratic person, but I'm not going to vote out Trump. And we're going to be in the same position that we
right.
are.
So how everybody, do we fix that?
If you're truly frustrated, be frustrated with the whole system, because right now we're all frustrated.
The whole system
with each
is
other sides, you know, and that's the problem.
We're all frustrated, and we have to look in the mirror. Remember the adage: you get the leadership you deserve, and that's kind of what we're seeing now. Not only on the national level, but look at how messy it is in most states. There are a few states that are well run, that people are happy in, but in my case, in Massachusetts, the state's okay. But the local government is an unbelievable mess. It's the same kind of thing exactly going on here in a local microcosm in my city, in my community, as is going on in Washington. Somebody who was elected not because of qualifications, but because people voted against the person who has the qualifications because of something stupid he did that cost him the election. So now there's somebody in there who really doesn't know what she's doing. And the people that work with her don't, and some of them are pretty angry, and they want to get even, and all that stuff is what motivates them. And Washington is the same. I probably could pick a few countries around the world that are running the same. We have an energy, we have a malfluence of negative energy. It's coming from something seething. And you can hear it. We are civil, and we have our conversations, and nobody gets angry with each other. But there is this, even among gentle people, there are arguments pretty much every day if you're paying any kind of attention to this at all. And frankly, the older you are, the more attention you're paying to it, except for people who are younger now who are paying more attention than used to be the case with people their age. Maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I remember when
it's
I was in my...
It's hard not to. With social media and everything, it's really hard not to be more engaged, I think, even more engaged than we want to be sometimes.
Yeah. And there are other things that are going on. We'll talk about them in the next half hour because I want to focus in on a couple of things that are close to me and a lot of people who listen, because we do have a lot of folks listening to this program who are from rural America. And all of the mergers and acquisitions that have affected companies that are delivering food to you, growing food to you. So the latest example, the Chinese buying up all the pork producers in America. Most people don't even know it. But if you like sausage, you're going to the Chinese company that has been responsible for all of the illness in China owns then the product here as well. And the unbelievable mergers of things that are coming about because there's a lot of money at the top. Those are things that also should concern us. So we'll get into these things and try to give you some food for thought, because that's our goal. That's our need to do. Speaking of food for thought, the folks at Calitrin have been working very hard for 26 years at producing the healthiest choice for real weight loss, real, essential, active working on your body so that you'll have the body that you want without going into a crazy diet or into some crazy exercise program. Some of those work, but do they, unless you keep at it, you don't lose weight and keep it off, you lose the weight and it comes back again. That's the real prize with collagen. The peptides they have in this product are proven effective at maintaining weight. No adverse effects whatsoever, because it doesn't have any bad yucca monga stuff in it. Nutrients are the main ingredient. Your body needs these nutrients to function more efficiently. So if you want to get a really beneficial focus on losing weight, go to toploss.com for a special deal using the code DJV. You can buy one bottle and get one free. Two bottles, two free. Three bottles, three free. You get the idea? So you can stay on the program as long as it takes you to lose the weight in a soft, easy way. It's not going to come off overnight. It takes work, takes time. Do it the right way. Go to toploss.com for the special deal. Buy one, get another one free. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gotta change around here, gotta change around here, can't go on this way, things gotta change around here, say it loud, say it clear, things gonna change around here.
Well, there are a lot of things changing, but this seems to be a staple in terms of music. There is, I can't remember a week that's gone by where you haven't had some mention of Mavis Staples in some way, shape, or form. And so we start our focus on music in this hour, 24 after the hour, here on the DJV program with all of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Carrie, you, and me, listening to Ma Mavis performing two 80th birthday shows, releasing her third album in 3 years. She says, "I'm not as sharp as I used to be when I'm talking, but I feel like I'm ready for another 10 years. It sounds like she is. Crank this up, Carol, will you?
Gotta change.
This is from a new album called We Get By. She stopped by Jimmy Kimmel last night with Ben Harper, who wrote and produced the album. She sang this on the air, very bluesy.
And this is the version from that show. This is the live version. I listened to the recorded version that we played a few weeks ago. Sounds exactly the same.
Yeah, it sounds
amazing.
Really good.
Song is about rising up, getting over injustices. She performed her final 80th birthday celebration in L.A. last night, joined by Jason Isbell, Taylor Goldsmith, Phoebe Bridges. She plays a series of festivals during the course of the summer this year, plus some major shows like the Red Rock Theater in Colorado. Nora Jones is going to be there for that one. Also got a show at Madison Square Garden in September with the Brandi Carlile. So, pretty exciting time for Mavis Staples and fans of hers, the old Staples Singers. She was a staple, if you'll pardon the pun, with the Staples Singers. I'm probably the only one who's ever said that, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Right. Give me
credit,
Jennifer.
What's your favorite store?
I like Staples, frankly.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a staple at Staples. And they're headquartered in Framingham, as a matter of fact. The international headquarters right here around the corner, 2 miles from here. Pretty exciting. Mavis should come and perform for the people who work at Staples, in fact. Speaking of performers, another one is planning on playing a special theater show at the Apollo in New York City. Gaga! Playing a show at this legendary theater in Harlem. 24th of next month for Sirius XM subscribers, people who listen to Pandora. Show was announced yesterday during Howard Stern's program. It's a celebration of the merger of Sirius and Pandora. Marked the first time Gaga has performed ever at the Apollo, as well as her first show in New York. She's a native New Yorker. First time in a couple of years she's performed there. The show airs on Sirius XM Hits 1, Howard 101, and Pandora Now. Highlights from the show will be available to Pandora listeners through special curated stations. People at Sirius are buying into, it looks like, I don't know that it's been announced yet, but iHeartMedia, you hear a lot of stations identify themselves. If you're not familiar with iHeart, they're originally, they started life as Clear Channel, became the largest owner of radio stations in the country, in the world, in fact. And they have a network of stations, and they've been bought by the guy who owns... they haven't been bought. There's an investor, a certain amount of money being invested. So you're going to hear influence from Sirius XM and Pandora and all this stuff, I think, fairly soon through... other facilities. Gaga, by the way, says performing at the Apollo always been a dream of hers. Thank you to Sirius XM and Pandora for inviting me to do it. I'm excited for my fans to see a special show at this iconic venue. And that it surely is. Really iconic. 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Now you can earn 25% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
25% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid through 6/1/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/25inrewards for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly tornado outbreak late yesterday continued overnight in Golden City, Missouri. Three people were killed. In Jefferson City, Missouri, they're still assessing the damage.
Everything from debris from a rooftop into the street, uprooted trees. We've had damage to vehicles. roofs of businesses. There are several businesses on our south side that are we're trying to assess how much damage there is to the building.
That's Jefferson City Police Lieutenant David Williams. At least 80 tornadoes have broken out since Monday, and more bad weather is expected today, perhaps stretching as far east as the mid-Atlantic. The man known as the American Taliban, John Walker Lind, will be released from an Indiana prison today after doing 17 years of a 20-year sentence. He was captured in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it can also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's Back to Talk We Go. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeman, and Kara Schillen, looking around at some things that influence all of us. The food, farm, and family focus of a program I do called American Family Farmer. You can find podcasts of that at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. A couple of things that are going on right now. A very interesting sort of broad-based coalition. I thought you ought to know this because we're all interested in eating, right? And we want to have good quality food. And this is the time of year when so many farms are planting, getting ready for the season. It's an important time for us So I wanted you to think about some things that are going on. We talk about Congress and how ineffective they are. So maybe you take something from this, because this is a combo of different organizations coming together. They delivered a letter to Congress yesterday endorsing merger moratoriums in the food and agribusiness sectors. These are bills that have been introduced, one of them by Cory Booker, another one by Mark Pocan from Wisconsin. So let's see, they're all Democrats. The Food and Agribusiness Merger Moratorium Bill, and it's combined with the Antitrust Review Act of 2019, initiates a moratorium on all large agribusinesses, food companies, beverage manufacturing, and grocery store mergers, so that people can have a time to assess basically the impact of all these huge corporate consolidations in this field. We all know they're going on everywhere, but in this circumstance, it has more impact and effect on the average person because it has so much influence on the food that you're eating. And as such, these consolidations have affected, you've heard me talk about this for a long time, I'm very sensitive to this bill because of what's going on in our food supply. Whether you know it or you're not, we're endangered by lots of huge companies from outside our country coming in here and taking over agribusinesses. Farmers are being put out of business, more closures on family farms in the last 12 months than ever in the history of being able to. We remember pretty much 95% of our country until World War II, well, actually till the Dust Bowl, till the Depression in the 20s, 95% of the people in this country made at least part of their living by growing food or milking cows in some way connected to agriculture. And now less than 2% of our country are there supplying all of us and many people around the world with food. But because of the huge influence of companies like Bayer and Monsanto, but it's also ADM, you see them advertising on the Sunday morning news shows, Cargill, companies like that, and some names that you've never heard of before, they've all come together. They control the milk supply. They control where the fruit is grown. Do you ever see any fruit come from any place but Driscoll? Not very often anymore.
No. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, yep. See, all the berries are all Driscoll.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, these bills have been introduced. It refers back in the bills to the last couple of decades. Antitrust enforcement has not been good. And both administrations, that is, administrations, both parties, greatly reduced competition. And remember, the family farm has been the backbone of our country. So food costs more now. There are fewer choices. There's less innovation. And there's been, in the last year or so, a huge wave of agribusiness mega mergers, and that's where Booker comes in. Well, that's where they all come in, but I thought it was interesting because most people don't think of New Jersey, Victoria, as an ag state, but it really is. Southern New Jersey is a
If you cut New Jersey from the north to the south,
take
you
Newark
cut it in
away.
Half that way,
yeah.
All of western New Jersey is all farmland. And,
yeah.
I mean, I'm on the shore, and I only need to go 15, 20 minutes inland, and you start to see it's horse farms, and then you get into big actual farms, dairy farms, and things like that. It is kind of surprising. There is a reason it's the Garden State. I know everyone else calls it the Garbage State, but it is the Garden State.
Well, this is really a focus on some of the high visibility, the Monsanto Bayer thing I talk about all the time. Dow and DuPont got together. But how many people know that a company called ChemChina, you know what ChemChina is?
No, but it sounds horrific.
Well, it is. The biggest drug producer in China buys a drug company called Syngenta. And we don't even know, we don't hear much about that. You hear, and you haven't probably heard about Chinese
They're probably the companies that make all the fentanyl that's killing all of America.
Yeah. Here you go.
The largest producer of fentanyl is from China. I don't know the name of the company, but I do know that it is all 90% of the fentanyl that's killing Americans is coming from China.
One of the things that we've talked about here, the ineffectiveness with all of the trade talks, this is what sort of has surfaced to people realizing as they look at how the cost of food's gone, they're wondering, well, I'm blaming it on Trump. Okay, you can blame it on, you fix the blame, great, doesn't fix the problem. Problem's been going on. There are 46 states that have signed on to this bill. Whether you've seen anything written about it in your local newspaper or heard it discussed, the independent family farmer and you, the consumer, and the communities in which you live are all being affected by these huge corporate things. And unfortunately, the bill which Trump is touting, $15 billion to help our farmers, already more than half the money has gone to these big, huge agribusinesses and the families and farms that they represent, rather than the family farmer who's around the corner from you who's struggling to exist. So I got yesterday on my farm. This probably is tweeting me. I got a notice from the U.S. Food, what is it, the USDA. I got a notice from them that I was entitled to $189 in aid.
$189?
$189. That's it.
What are you supposed to do with that?
No, well, that shows you how ridiculous this is. I mean, I'm talking.
You got money in the mail, though. I mean, there's that.
Right. That's right. So
I didn't get $189 in my mail yesterday. Well,
but the point is that there are so many people. I'm not looking for it now. I mean, I have a way of saving the farm finally after a decade of trying to do so. But look at how, and I don't mean this to stick up our chest, oh, Doug, he's a wonderful guy. Look at how hard, you all know how hard it's been on me, even the radio program, and the effort to save the farm has been more than most people would have had the starch to hold on to. It just is something that I
felt you're fortunate that you're able to continue to fight legally, and there are so many farmers and family farms that just don't have the resources, and they're already basically in hock. And that's essentially, don't have to dig that deep into
it. I'm in hock for millions of dollars, too. But I have figured out a way to, I used to be when the radio business was good. That was my way of providing
sustenance
that kept the farm going. And that fell apart with the depression of 2009 and has never recovered. So I need another way of doing it, and so I finally found it. So it doesn't have to get developed. But a lot of people don't have the starch, the energy, the wherewithal, whatever, to do that.
Well, they don't have the resources.
We need... I was producing a fabulous dairy product that was much in need. I would sell hundreds, thousands of gallons of milk direct to retail every week. People loved it, but I had to stop because it was too much, too hard for many different reasons. And so that's what's going on. And I just thought that this bill was something that I ought to talk about because the people behind it are people who, at least on the surface, see what the problem is. The problem is something that will get larger and larger and larger, and this is a way of at least slowing it down. Because otherwise you'll have no control over the food that you eat. None. We'll be like a third world country with this stuff. So, anyway, it went on longer than I thought it was going to.
Hopefully it'll pass.
Yeah. All right. So what are you...
I mean, the bill, not... I hope the bill passes.
Yeah, not this too will pass. No, the bill...
Yeah.
This too shall pass, Dougie.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. All right, Victoria, what do you have that you're cooking on there?
Well, I think we should probably talk a little bit about the weather that has been so crazy in the middle of the country. If you've Googled anything about in Missouri, the tornadoes are, I don't know, maybe it's because I watched Wizard of Oz when I was too young, but the tornado thing... freaks me out more than any other natural weather pattern. And the video footage of these tornadoes, there are at least 29 have been reported over the past 24 hours, mostly in Missouri and Oklahoma, and 171 total have been reported since last Friday. This is this has to be in record-breaking territory at this point. And last night, at just before midnight, a big tornado hit Jefferson City, Missouri, and Golden City, Missouri, and the governor, Mike Parsons, was tweeting about it, that there were lots of damage done. People are trapped. Emergency crews are trying to assist people. On the other side of this, there are also tons of areas that are completely flooded out. Lots of rescue videos are popping up all over, rescuing humans and animals, and it's just... it's really absolutely crazy. So they
this
say
is
that the
problem.
Threat is not over yet.
No, this is
actually
another problem
still
for the farms. The farms, the agriculture that's being affected by this weather. Wow. Another incursion into the world of family farmers. So thanks for the update, Victoria.
So stay safe to everyone in the middle of America. Check on your loved ones. But people are still being advised to take shelter in many of these areas.
Yeah.
And do not try to drive through standing water, because that killed yet another couple who tried to, they were in an SUV and they tried to drive through standing water and they were killed. So there are power lines that are down. It's just a really horrific time right now. And especially in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the flooding is really, really bad there.
Yep, that's for sure. All right, let's move to the world of television, shall we, and understand a couple of things. We were talking about the winner of The Voice, a lot of focus on that. A lot of season endings. The Chicago shows all ended last night, some of them kind of on a cliffhanger. Which is the idea, so you'll come back in the fall and check on your favorite shows. Coca-Cola is hoping a failed product from the 1980s is going to help the company go viral this year. They're bringing back a number of new Coke cans in honor of the upcoming third season of Stranger Things. Anybody here watch Stranger Things?
Yeah, it's a great show.
It's set in the 80s, right? Isn't it? They talk about the new Coke. Yeah.
Yeah, it's set in the 80s, yeah.
It's on Netflix. Third season of the show takes place during the summer of 85, when Coke debuted a new recipe for Coca-Cola. The new Coke was a horrible flop. Consumers reacted so poorly to the drink that Coca-Cola pulled it from the shelves just after a couple of months, rebranded as Coke 2, sold it in some places after 85. But this is the first time Coca-Cola is bringing back new Coke with that branding, so it'd be interesting
to
see.
I never tasted new Coke, but I wonder why people hated it so much. Do we know?
Awful taste.
I don't even remember. I don't think I even ever had
it. I didn't drink this stuff. I just remember talking about how bad it was because it tasted horrible.
So is this new Coke going to taste just like the old new Coke?
Oh, you'd think they lost. No, they've changed.
Or is it just regular Coke in a new Coke can?
Well, that's a good question. Not being an expert on
Coke.
I don't
know. I think it might be new Coke again, isn't it? Because it's only a limited time.
I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect
we'll
harmony. Boom, 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 boom. Remember that ad from that year?
Sure do.
What was that?
It's my neighborhood.
Oh, good.
That's your house?
I'm going to take you away. Nice going,
wow.
Jen. Hi, Jennifer, bring us into the television world of today. What's on TV? Today is the last day of sweeps. May, the months for sweeps are November, February, and May. They put them all together. It looks like NBC has taken the lead in season ratings for the 18 to 49 demo, anyway. It's, I don't think the first... CBS, the biggest listenership, but not in the right demos. So what do we have tonight on any of these networks?
Well, most of the shows are kind of wrapping up. A couple of big stories, though. We'll talk about Red Nose Day in just a second. But ABC has an interesting special tonight. ABC, from starting at 8 o'clock, has This is Farrah Fawcett, which is a look back at the life, career, fame, lasting legacy of Farrah Fawcett. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by a new episode of Shark Tank at 10. CBS tonight is wrapping up Life in Pieces. That'll be at 9:30, and then at 10 o'clock, Elementary starts its seventh season. Paradise Hotel is new tonight on Fox, and NBC will probably take the night again with their Red Nose Day special, which is that charitable event. It's hosted by the cast of Four Weddings and a Funeral.
That's tonight, 10 before the hour, today on the DJB Show.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
After the hour here this Thursday morning, it's Tech Talk time. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to focus on how you can rent a bike or rent a car using the same app, the Lyft app. I didn't realize they had bought this company that's the bike share operator. So tell us the story, Victoria.
Yeah, back in July of 2018, last summer, Lyft announced that it was buying Motivate, and that's the largest bike share operator in the U.S. It also includes City Bike in New York City, which was not the first major city, but one of the first major cities in the U.S. to have the rideshare bikes everywhere. And they're not electric bikes. They're actually regular bikes. New York City has still outlawed electric scooters and electric bikes in terms of the rideshare program, which I agree with, because if you look at the accident reports, people falling off electric scooters and electric bikes, it's really dangerous. But anyway, so now bikes and cars are going to be on equal footing in Lyft within the app, because they announced that City Bike has been completely integrated into the Lyft smartphone app. So now you can book a City Bike on the Lyft app, and it's just as easy as calling for a Lyft. And Lyft will also be launching a new marketing campaign to tout its $100 million investment into City Bike. And they're going to expand the system from 12,000 bikes to 40,000, and it will be the one of the largest bike share systems in the world.
But you got to go to where the bikes are in order to get the bike. It's not gonna.
They're in every major city at this point now, and not even major cities. They're everywhere. Even Asbury Park, New Jersey, is 15 minutes south of us, and that's not a city by any stretch. It's a couple of streets with stores and restaurants, and they've got the bike shares as well. So
every time
really
I'm in
everywhere.
Los Angeles or Santa Monica,
these things
are all over the place. Just all over the place. Yeah.
Yep. So Lyft says it expects that ridership will increase significantly as a result of this integration of City Bike into their app. And you can rent a bike or a scooter as well if you're in a different city other than New York, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Santa Monica. They're really popping up everywhere. Nashville is also another city, Charleston, South Carolina. Lots and lots of these rideshare bikes. They also say that it's just a matter of time before they expand with Motivate to include other big bike share systems. Like Ford Motor Company has Go Bike, and that's in San Francisco, and Divvy Bike is in Chicago. Those are the electric bikes, so you can pedal, and then also it's like a hybrid basically. And so Lyft base and then Jump, which is actually something that Jen had just mentioned yesterday. Jump is owned by Uber, and so Uber also has a similar thing where you can book a Jump bike through the Uber app. And here's a little fun fact of why all of this is going to matter. By the year 2040, this is pretty insane. By the year 2040, 87% of the U.S. population will live in an urban area.
Yeah.
And that's pretty crazy, because just 20 years ago, less than half of the world lived in an urban area. But now, you know, in another 20 years, two-thirds of the world's population will live in cities. And so transportation and solving the problem of overcrowding and transportation in major cities is something that a lot of companies are taking on, and it's an important challenge.
Yeah. All right, we were just talking about Stranger Things, the TV show on Netflix. Lego is offering a new kit before the release of Season 3 of Stranger Things.
The Geek Out.
I love me some Lego, those sets for Star Wars, Simpsons, and Ghostbusters, but now they've gone to another level with an upcoming Stranger Things set called the Upside Down. It's 2,200 pieces, and it's a mock-up of the beloved 80s Netflix hit show. Basically, it's Will Byers' house, the real version on top, and when you flip it over, you get the Upside Down. Inside the house even has the living room with the working light-up alphabet wall, complete with minifigs of the whole gang, plus an exclusive Demi Gorgon. The new Lego Stranger Things Upside Down set is $200, available on June 1st, and we've posted the awesome promo video on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, next up here is a test of self-driving trucks for the Postal Service.
Yeah, I know. This sounds pretty innovative for the Postal Service. However, they have officially launched a pilot test of autonomous mail delivery, and they're using self-driving trucks. They've partnered with a company, a startup called Too Simple, and they're trying out a 1,000-mile route between mail distribution centers in Phoenix and Dallas, and it includes 5 round trips that over a period of 2 weeks. Each truck has a safety engineer and driver on board to monitor the truck's performance and safety. Federal regulations limit the number of consecutive hours that a truck driver can travel, and so they say this can actually help USPS save money.
Yeah, let's hope so. Save something. That's the story, or those are the stories here on Tech Talk 59 after the hour.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.